Harper Audio presents Once Upon a Tower by Eloisa James. Performed by Susan Duerden. 1. May 2nd, 1824. Number 20 Curzon Street, London. The Earl of Gilchrist's townhouse. Whenever possible, Gawen Stoughton of Craigievar, Duke of Kinross, Chief of Clan Macaulay, avoided rooms crowded with Englishmen. They were all babbling gossips with more earwax than brains, as his father was wont to say. Though Shakespeare had got there first. Yet here he was, nonetheless, entering a ballroom in the heart of London, rather than casting a line into a Highland stream as he would have preferred. It was a disagreeable but inescapable fact of life, or of his life at any rate, that fishing for a bride had taken precedence over fishing for salmon. The moment he was announced, a flock of young women swiveled toward him, each face flaunting a gleaming array of teeth. To his mind, they all looked constipated, though more likely the smiles were an automatic response to his title. He was, after all, an unmarried nobleman in possession of all his limbs. Hair, too. He had more hair than most Englishmen, not to mention a castle. His hosts, the Earl of Gilchrist and Lady Gilchrist, were waiting at the bottom of the steps, so the young ladies did not instantly pounce. Gawen liked Gilchrist. He was stern but fair, and had a brooding gaze that was almost Scottish. They were both interested in financial affairs, unlike most gentlemen, and the Earl was a damned fine investor, because Gawen was a governor of the Bank of Scotland.